Whereas it is generally, can everybody hear me? Whereas it is generally agreed that, quote, as the twig is bent, so goes the tree, and whereas this is as true for blind children as for any other child, and whereas the earlier parents and their children can become acquainted with positive attitudes about blindness, the better equipped these children will be to compete in school and in everyday life with their sighted peers. And whereas school districts throughout New York State often fall short of meeting the needs of the blind children they are charged with educating, and whereas while educators and administrators talk about responsibility, blame, or corrective action, blind children are denied necessary services and education and grow older and are unable to develop the skills of blindness and the positive attitudes toward their blindness so vital for self-esteem and success. And whereas solutions need to be found which will place the child first and assure the delivery of services appropriate to the child's age and ability. And whereas the New York State Commission for the Blind and Visually Handicapped, CBVH, is equipped to handle services to children but lacks the resources to deliver those educational services which local school districts cannot or will not provide. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State, and whatever, in convention assembled, blah, 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 the city of Syracuse, that this organization, B-L-A-H, 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 that this organization call upon CBVH to seek sufficient funding from the New York State legislature to enable it to provide needed educational services, including Braille instruction, orientation and mobility training, and mentoring for both children and parents when the school district is unwilling or unable to provide adequate services. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon CBVH to work with the organized blind to best identify those areas in which service improvement is necessary to maximize each blind child's educational potential. That's it.
Discussion?
Jim? I just wanted to think I should have made an addendum to say on a timely basis. I didn't hear that anywhere in the resolution.
Timely basis, referencing what?
Services available to children and older people to be on a timely basis. They don't say that in the resolution.
Oh, when you're talking about like Braille and O&M delivery, you mean?
Yes. The thing is that like the young children, they have to get on that stuff very early on.
Yeah.
The sooner they get it, the more proficient they're going to be.
Well,
there's
some conflicting words in some of
them.
Yeah, you know what? That's almost a given in my mind, but we can certainly slip those words. Those words can certainly be inserted. They can. Yeah. Well, my assumption is when I ask for service that it be on a timely basis. my assumption is that when you put IEP, when you put Braille in a kid's IEP, that they'll get it before they're a senior in high school. Yeah. But Jim, it's noted, and in a timely fashion or something like that will be inserted at the appropriate place. I just spoke to the ghostwriter while he was speaking, and he just made a note to insert it in the appropriate place to keep it grammatically correct. Other questions, discussion? This underscores to me the need, we'll talk about this later, to get the services to blind children out of the doggone Department of Education and over to the commission where they really should belong. So we have somebody to talk to about our education of our blind kids. Maria, you have anything to say on this resolution? It's there's This is an outgrowth of a lot of discussions we've had with the parents of blind children and the like. It's often, you know, the kid will get IEP, and if the kid gets Braille at all on their IEP, they'll get it for an hour, a week, you know, and maybe sometimes, maybe not, whatever. Meanwhile, the kid gets older. We talk about, like we said with the Braille bill, we'll talk about services forever. Meanwhile, this kid was 7, now becomes 8, now becomes 9, now becomes 10, and we're still talking about it, and this kid hasn't gotten services. Somebody needs to provide the services and let the bureaucrats argue about whose responsibility it should have been, but let's get the services for the kids. And and I guess in this case, we're going to call on CBVH to do it with adequate funding. We can ask the commission to do it right now with the resources it has, but doggone it ought to have the money. Having said that, any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mr. Commissioner, any comments?